This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm David Byrd. With abortion on the line in the upcoming Supreme Court term, nationwide protests drew thousands to Washington and other cities Saturday to demand continued access at a time when conservative lawmakers and judges have put it in jeopardy. AP's Julie Walker reports.
In Cleveland, they chanted Save Roe in reference to the landmark Supreme Court case which made abortion legal. In Washington, they cheered for Planned Parenthood President Alexis McGill Johnson, who told the crowd this year nearly 600 restrictions have been introduced in 47 states.
No matter where you are, this fight is at your doorstep right now.
At a New York rally, Governor Hochul recounted how her own mother fought for abortion rights, and she's been in the same fight her whole life.
I'm sick and tired of having to fight over abortion rights. It's settled law in the nation.
At an unrelated event in Maine, Republican Senator Susan Collins said she's working with two Democrats and another Republican to make Roe versus Wade the law of the land. I'm Julie Walker.
A leading Islamic State media figure and foreign fighter has been charged in U.S. federal court in Virginia with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist organization resulting in death. Federal officials announced Saturday that Mohammed Khalifa was captured overseas by the Syrian Democratic Forces in January of 2019. He's a Saudi-born Canadian citizen who was a leading figure in the Islamic State of Iraq. In addition to allegedly serving as an Islamic State fighter, Khalifa allegedly served as a lead translator in the group's propaganda production and the English-speaking narrator on multiple violent recruitment videos. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. President Joe Biden mourned the painful milestone of 700,000 American deaths from COVID-19, one day after the U.S. surpassed that mark late Friday. The president said in a statement, "The astonishing death toll is yet another reminder of just how important it is to get vaccinated." Biden said the nation has made extraordinary progress in the fight against the coronavirus in the past 8 months because of vaccines. Biden added that vaccines will help us beat COVID-19 and move forward together as one nation. Thousands marched Saturday in Bucharest to protest restrictions that begin Sunday to combat a jump in coronavirus infections. The restrictions scheduled to take effect Sunday include requiring masks in public and that shops close at 10 p.m. local time. Public spaces such as restaurants, theaters, and gyms can remain open, some at only partial capacity for customers who have COVID-19 passes, meaning they are fully vaccinated or can show proof they have had the illness caused by the coronavirus. On Saturday, Romania reported more than 12,500 new cases, its highest number since the pandemic began in March of 2020. New Zealand's Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern has put additional regions around Auckland into a snap lockdown after the country's Delta variant outbreak spread beyond the largest city. There were 32 new coronavirus cases on Sunday in Auckland, which has been in lockdown since mid-August, and 2 cases in the Waikato region, about 147 kilometers south of Auckland. Ardern said parts of the region will go into a 5-day lockdown. The prime minister added the government would decide on Monday whether Auckland's 1.7 million residents would remain sealed off from the rest of New Zealand. Ardern enforced what was meant to be a short and sharp nationwide lockdown in August in response to the Auckland outbreak, which now stands at more than 1,300 cases. But while the rest of the country has largely returned to normal life, the North Island city has remained in lockdown. Pakistan fans are mourning the death of comedian Umar Sharif, who passed away in Germany Saturday. The 66-year-old was admitted to a hospital in Nuremberg Wednesday after his health deteriorated while he was being flown to the United States for treatment. Sharif started his career as a comedian performing on stage, but was famous for appearing in comic plays and performing in a number of films and television dramas while directing several films as well. Visit voanews.com for more. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA